Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Broke the Four Hugs Podcast.
Hello. Welcome back. Sorry, guys. I'm laughing because we're currently in a Chipotle parking lot.
Oh, and then I was also laughing because
locked the doors.
I just said smile for a little bit.
Oh yeah, because Jacob said smile. The camera's on, so like we have to pretend we're pretending we're smiling.
I know, I didn't.
Can I just genuinely smile? Oh, I thought someone hit the car.
Oh yeah, well, in a Chipotle parking lot right now. Lucas already said that, but
why are the lights on in the car?
I don't.
Is your door open?
Doesn't know it's nighttime.
Doesn't that make the car die or something?
I slammed my door. If that helps anything. This isn't our first vehicle podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we did it.
Oh, I think they're on because,
Wait, what?
I think they're on because you just doubted the car. Is that not why?
You guys, I'm so stressed.
Done this in your car.
I don't want my car battery to die.
I think after a while they turn off.
So just leave it?
We should wait.
It's fine. We're, like, right next to my apartment, so if we do get stranded, it won't be that
stranded?
Big of a deal.
Stranded? That sounds so funny.
I got 24 hours in my car challenge.
Yeah.
But
we're all doing a podcast.
We're doing the podcast in a Chipotle parking lot. The sun is setting, and it's actually blocked by a bank, so we can't see it. But you guys, we're bringing you out into the wild.
I know. We were going to film in the at like home, but we were like, no.
Yeah, recording this on Labor Day, so we were like, since it's a holiday, probably like need
adventure.
A different vibe.
Yeah, adventure out. It's actually, Lucas already said that. It's like getting ready for nighttime. So this is actually going to be an ASMR go to sleep podcast.
Yes, it's all going to be very gentle. A lot of people actually email us saying that they listen to our podcast as they fall asleep.
And
I'm like, that's a compliment. At the same time, like, do we make you go to sleep?
But also, I thought we were loud. Like, I thought we were just loud and kind of obnoxious.
And also, like, I want to know, like, if you fall asleep listening. Oh, a girl next to us is recording someone. Oh, but in a positive way.
Oh, wait, someone on a motorcycle.
You know, like, usually you record people. I don't get it. Maybe are they friends?
Oh, wait. Oh, trying to, because that guy has big dick energy?
I don't know if she was recording him to be nice, or maybe that's a friend during an Instagram video.
Oh, yeah, because there was a guy on a motorcycle, and she was just openly recording him, and I think he knew about it. I guess? She was down?
What were they talking about?
Wait, what were we?
Oh, if you fall asleep listening to the podcast, I want to know if it turns into a dream about, like, what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like the things that I did fall asleep to, there was a time where I used to fall asleep to music. Have you ever done that?
I think I've tried, but I always end up turning it off.
Yeah, because when I did do that, I guess I was so young, so I don't really remember, but I don't think I had dreams about it. But if you do have dreams about, like, because what if you fall asleep when we were talking about, like, us eating lunch? Like, do you have a dream about us eating lunch, or like you eating lunch?
That'd be a bomb ass dream.
I know, just a dream of lunch.
Speaking of cars, we both currently have drama with someone in my apartment parking garage.
We aren't sure
why. It's a little bit of drama we're dealing with in our life, and it's a weird type of drama to have because we don't know why it happened or if it even is drama. We might be making it up. It's one of those dramas where I just need to explain. This is so annoying.
I know. So
it's confusing.
There needs to be a little bit of a backstory, though.
On the way to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
About like a week ago.
And then we're going to In-N-Out. Obviously, if In-N-Out's a bogo place, I get a double-double with animal fries. They actually so good. But that's what Lucas gets too most of the time, at least.
I never get a double-double.
You only get a cheese bogo. So
I'm not even trying to flex. I'm not trying to promote a healthy lifestyle. I'm not planning to launch an app about healthy eating.
What if this whole entire podcast was leading to, like, you gave subtle hints on you being, like, healthy, and then after a year of doing this podcast...
I started a subscription
service. Yeah, it led to you doing a subscription fitness service. That'd be so funny.
$13.99 a month. But anyway, we are on the way to In-N-Out. We are walking down the stairs because... the elevator in my apartment, kind of, there's also some drama with that. When I first moved in, they always emailed saying, we're sorry, people got stuck in the elevator today. So I was like, I'm not going in there because I don't want to be stuck.
I know, I'm not scared of elevators for the most part, but I'm not going to go on this elevator unless someone's with me.
I don't want to get stuck. It's not even scary, but like just the fact that when I very first moved in, they had trouble with it. It's always giving me a bad vibe.
I know,
vibe.
It's like a nice elevator. It's not scary, but I just don't want to be stuck on an elevator. Like, can you picture being stuck on an elevator? It's like, well, shit, what if a fire happens?
Not fun.
Yeah, so...
But we took the stairs.
So we always take the stairs for the most part. And
Jacob went out the door first. So, that led to the parking garage, and...
So there's this thing, well, I'll just admit it. I'm not a paranoid person, but if I'm walking... And I open a door and someone's standing outside the door. I have this thing where I just automatically jump. So let's just...
Oh, yeah, everyone has. That happens to me so much. I know, like, If you open up a door in a public place and someone's right where you opened up the door, you just jump. And it's like, and then you both laugh about it. Like, haha, sorry.
Yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, we were at this shopping mall somewhere. And, like, it was this sketchy staircase and there was someone in the corner. And it was this 20-year-old girl, and it was so funny because I remember you jumped, and she was like, oh, I did the same thing.
And she's like, yeah, the stairwell's creepy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but then this car was going past us when I opened the door. So, yeah, I opened the door, and...
Range Rover tinted windows.
Yeah.
And it went by fast. And so you jumped because you were like, oh, my God, a Range Rover.
But I know.
Did you jump in an annoying way? Like, did you jump, like, over the top trying to be funny, or was it just a genuine jump?
Because
in my memory, I kind of remember you, like, being kind of dramatic or something.
I think I'm just automatically kind of over the top in certain scenarios where I just...
But this one, you were trying to be funny.
Well, okay, so I saw the Range Rover, the bougie-ass person.
Tinted windows.
Yeah, tinted windows, smoking a cigarette. I'm adding that. But,
blunt in the right hand.
But... Oh,
what happened?
I won't say it. It's too gross. But, but I jumped, and I just...
We didn't think anything of it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the full details, but I jumped and maybe I did a little
bit. We didn't think anything of it. The car kept driving. We were like, whatever. It didn't even cross my mind. That just went straight up. I saw the Range Rover. It passed us. Jacob jumped. It completely left my mind because I was like, this is unnecessary things that are happening.
Yeah, and then,
these aren't things you have to remember. You know what I mean? They're not important.
Yeah, so then we walked get in to the car. We turn on my Bluetooth, talk about what we're going to get.
We drive out of the parking garage, and I'm on... Like, there's multiple levels on the parking garage, so you have to drive up a few floors so you get to, like, land.
Yeah.
So we get out of the parking garage, see the sunlight, and what do you see? All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see that exact same Range Rover tinted windows, but the front isn't tinted, because, like, I think that's illegal. And this guy was in there, and he honked twice, and I was like, maybe that was, like, he wasn't supposed to honk, you know what I mean? He didn't mean to honk at me, it was just an accident. But I looked in the car, and he was waving his arms around looking at me, like, sort of like... What was the vibe? Like, it was like he was yelling. You could tell from the way his hands were moving, he was yelling at me, kind of.
So here's the thing, is that I actually only heard the honking. I didn't see this happening.
You did, because remember I told you, it was like, you saw him yelling at me, and you're like, I did.
Oh.
Remember, that's why I was like, because we were so scared afterwards, where I was like, did I imagine that he was looking at me? And you're like, no, I saw it too.
Oh, okay, so I feel like, yeah, so this happened, but I just must have kind of forgot about it. But yeah, he was yelling at Lucas for sure, because there was no one in front of you.
Yeah, and he also honked twice.
Yeah, so then we just kept going.
So immediately I freaked out because I was like, why is he mad at me? And then I remember that's the same car as before. Like, what? I don't get it. So we drove out of the apartment complex. He didn't follow us. So, like, if it was something seriously, like, I would assume he would, like, trail behind us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we would, because we didn't stop because we were, like, we didn't do anything. But then that led us to, he didn't follow us, but that led me to, wait. Did I hit his car?
And then we started thinking through every possible circumstance. Like, first of all, did you just look at him annoying? Like, why is he mad at us? I'm like, also, did you open up the parking garage door into his car? and you didn't, because obviously we would remember that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also,
can you imagine we bash someone's car and we don't even realize? But, also, he would have stopped down there.
But also, I realized that we couldn't have hit his car because that door opens the other way.
Does it?
So when you go upstairs, you press it open. Oh. Wait, is that true though?
Also, if we would have, we would remember if we hit his car.
I know, but yeah.
Also, he would have stopped us immediately.
Yeah, but also,
he wouldn't
yeah.
wait at the top. He would stop immediately and say, "You just hit my car, sir."
I know, and
sir.
Yeah, but there is this thing where in these scenarios where I like think, wait, did something happen? Like, I can kind of like think about it and be like, wait, I might have though.
Then all of a
sudden, but I know I didn't.
I'm like, wait, then all of a sudden, like if he would have come up to us right then and there and said, "You bashed in my car," even though I know for a fact we didn't, I'd be like, okay, what's your insurance?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, let's swap insurances. Like, I would just be like, I guess we did.
Yeah, so.
I'm so sorry that we bashed your car.
In those scary scenarios, you just have to do it.
I'm like, okay, swap insurances immediately.
I know, like, okay, I'll give you the however much it costs.
But
even
the
though...
thing is, he didn't follow us out. So basically, it might have all been a misunderstanding. Maybe it wasn't even about us. I can't explain the honks. There was no other cars. And I can't explain the verbal yelling at us through the window. But let's just hope he was having a really bad day and for some reason wants to take it out on us.
I know, he's still parked in the parking garage.
Yeah, we see his car every single time.
I am scared for the day. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but it very could well. When we're both whacking at the same time, even though this could be a made-up fight we both made up.
I know.
But then the other scary thing, so when this happened, we were driving in and I was like, when we were driving back, I was kind of like, was he just too lazy to chase us? Or like, is he still going to be waiting
there? We thought
now?
He was going to be waiting there when we got back. Luckily, he wasn't, but we still sprinted to the apartment.
I know, I'm still running to the apartment because I want to eat that
In-N-Out. I just want to know, did we make all this up and it's just a huge set of coincidences and this is what maybe could have happened. He leaned on the honk and then he was like, "I'm so sorry." And then he's on the Bluetooth screaming at someone in his car, so it looks like he's screaming at us, but really he's just on the phone screaming at, like, you know what I mean? He might just be someone who screams all the time.
Yeah, but also, I'm just also
worried
about,
this is a mystery.
Another mystery wasn't he kind of speeding in the parking garage?
Yeah, it was a fast movement.
Yeah, so here's the thing is that, I had something in my mind about this
and
the whole...
Do you remember a few days ago when we came home in... guest parking, we thought we saw that exact Range Rover, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Jacob,
so
that's the car.
In guest parking, and then it was so scary because he was. It looked like he was gonna do a U-turn.
I know. We saw the Range Rover down there, tinted windows. Right when we went down, they swerved like as if they were gonna like block us. And I was like, "Oh my god, this is literally it." Called 911, unsolved mysteries. Like, we're gonna have to be like on the news tonight explaining this.
Yeah. So can you guys tell us? Like, I don't know. Like, why would someone else honk and do that thing? But obviously he could have accidentally pressed on it and done the Bluetooth.
The
but...
thing is, through the whole thing, I kept reminding myself, I'm like, even if he's mad and comes up to us, all we'd say is, "We didn't do anything." You know what I mean? We keep forgetting that we're not in the wrong. We didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, I do have something to mention. The lights in your car haven't turned off yet.
Oh, it's fine. I don't know why that is. Maybe...
We might be stranded. Are we we could be stranded after this. Should we just turn them off just to be lucky? To mean for good luck?
It's fine. Okay, you know, whatever happens.
But I'm
that's
confused.
The funniest thing about the whole story is we kept forgetting that we had nothing to hide from. Even if he came up to us, banged on the window, I'd say, "We didn't do anything." You know what I mean? Even if it was... You know what I mean? But whatever. Now we have an enemy, and we'll keep you updated if anything progresses. Luckily, every time we go into the parking garage... his Range Rover is there, nobody in it. But if I go down and it's gone or he's in the car, I'm going to be like, okay.
Yeah, and this isn't my first enemy,
like,
by
is it the
way.
Point where we should just leave a note on there? Should we get a post-it, put it in an envelope, put it on his windshield and say, "Hey, we're the two guys in the other car the other day. We just want to know what's up. We're so sorry." And like make a fake email and say, "Please email us whatever your problem is at this email."
I do think this is a good idea, but...
Wait, should I?
If someone left a sticky note on your account and said, "I think we're in a fight, can you email me email this?" I feel like I'd be scared and like, start something.
It might start something when literally he'll be like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "I was on my phone screaming and I accidentally leaned on the honk."
Yes, but then this leads me to something that happened at school.
Enemy.
Oh, well, The story that I was gonna say for that was like do you have those like those not enemies but like yeah just to joke about it like kind of enemies so, like when I'm driving in the school parking lot when I went to high school like I would always like someone would whack out and I didn't know they were whacking out so you have to stop right away. And then they kind of look at you weird. I hate those enemies. It's like a 2 second enemy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so at school, one time, I think it was freshman year. Yeah, I walked out to my vehicle. And someone left a sandwich bag in my door handle. So they opened my door and put the sandwich high.
Ew!
I know, and I was like, there's a note in it. So it's something like that. So I open it, and then it just was someone from my math class with their Snapchat. It was just a friend.
Bad girl.
It was a guy. He just wanted to be friends. But I don't know. But he just wanted to be friends.
In the closet?
He had a girlfriend.
That doesn't mean anything.
But yeah, he just left that note. I was like, wait, why is this sticky note on my thing?
Oh my God.
And then another time I have to talk about is one time my sister saw my car in the high school parking lot, and she put lotion in the handle. So when I got home, when I was getting ready to go home, I put my thing in the door handle, and I was
like, "Wait, that happened?"
Yeah, she did that because she was.
Who did it?
Our sister Allie was on Christmas break, but I wasn't yet, so she was like, "I might as well do this because we live so close to the school." And then I remember, I think I touched it, and I was like, "What the fuck did someone?" I automatically saw someone like jizzed all over my car, and I was like,
"Oh my
this is
god,
disgusting."
That'd be it'd have to be like a recent, like it wasn't even dried. Like yeah, someone recently ejaculated on your car door.
I know, I was disgusted. But then I got home and it was my sister and they thought it was funny, but no, that's not funny. I thought it was actual ejaculation fluid.
If like there's someone actually did ejaculate on your car, if it wasn't on my door handle, I'd just like laugh and be like, oh, I guess I'd like feel kind of proud.
Oh yeah, like if I'm on my hood, like if I touched it, I'll disgust.
Yeah, if it was on the handle, you're disgusting calling the police.
but
if it was in on the side, window,
oh, yeah.
I just laugh it off and be like, that is so funny that someone's so attracted to my car. Or me, that they literally had to release themselves.
I know, like, I feel like I shouldn't be saying this because it's gonna happen.
Oh, no, don't want this to actually happen, though. I'm talking about just a random occurrence at a grocery store.
But even then,
when you really get into it, that's scary.
I know, and then also,
it's
have to clean it.
It's a little bit too aggressive.
Yeah, and it's like someone, and then I'm scared for the people that saw it.
That's not a fun, don't do that to anyone if you're listening. That's a bad
way
to come on to someone.
But it does. Yeah, don't do that. The only
that would be a funny way to say how you met someone though.
Oh yeah, like
they jizzed on my car at a gas station.
I know, like that's why.
Then that means you're technically dating a sex offender though, because like that's a sex offender.
But
it isn't cute.
Maybe I should always put a photo of myself on my dashboard and say like, and just to leave it there. So then people can leave notes and say, like, you look cute, LOL. Oh, my gosh. That might be my new thing.
Oh, then you're... That's...
But then
I don't
it's kind of setting yourself up for...
You're inviting strangers to, like... You're kind of letting people know, I want to talk to you. But then, like, when they actually are waiting at your car outside of the Walmart, then you're scared and call the police.
Yeah. You know? By the way,
when people used to put photos up here?
Like,
these little personal mirrors in your car. Like, I remember, like, my older sister used to have photos in there of, like, them and their friends in high school, and I think it was so cool.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, like, when you take school photos, you know how you have those, you have the little ones that you buy?
And you
give them to
people?
Write a note
to people?
Yeah, and you give it, and they put it in the wallet? I think I have a picture of our older sister on mine, Emily.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I don't want anyone to steal this, but I am going to say a music video idea that I have since we're in this car. So on these, what are these cars? What are these called?
I just call it a personal mirror. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so
that's not right, though.
So I think for a music video, someone should attach a camera to this or make this a camera. And then wiggle it around, and then every so seconds, when it gets to the chorus or something, stop it on your face and sing the chorus. Then wiggle it around, because it just looks so cool.
That just sounds like it give you a headache, though.
Sorry, I know.
I wasn't on my phone, guys. I'm looking for emails, so don't even come for me.
I know. For a second, I was like, wait, are you casually looking through Twitter? And I was like, okay.
What would you do if you looked over in the middle of the podcast and I was like playing Sims? would you point it out right then and there or wait till after?
I would for sure point it out on the podcast. Because there was a joke when we didn't film together that for a second I actually believed it. But then you said you were joking. Like you said that you were reading a book while filming every week. And I was like, wait, what?
Someone's walking by in the car.
I lied.
They don't have Chipotle bags.
Okay, let's just...
It's lit over here.
Hope that... Oh, they're just on a date.
Her shirt's tucked in.
Oh, it's kind of busy. Okay, let's just give a detail of what's happening
convertible.
Around us. There's someone in a convertible.
Top bun. Is that a man or a
Wait.
Woman? I love it. If it's a man, he has that bun. I love it.
Oh, and then next.
Is it a man or a woman? Can you tell?
I think it's a girl. It's a girl.
We don't know, though. I don't know for sure from this point.
Then a Kia
Lexus
Soul.
Convertible. That same one that Regina George is in when she says, get on losers, let's go shopping.
Story time. Yes, Saturday. This day's Saturday. We were walking on the street, and boom, we heard this loud music, right? In that convertible with those five girls.
Oh, which one are you talking? Are the Taylor Swift girls or the non-Taylor Swift girls?
The bland white girls.
Oh, there was literally a white convertible full of white women, all blonde, hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
I was like, is this a cult?
I know. I was like, what's happening? But then just to, you know, like, I feel like if someone's doing this, like, I just want to give them the treat of someone because you want attention, you know?
Yeah. They were renting a car on vacation in LA, hair blowing in the wind. So didn't you like wave at them? They waved at us first, though.
Yeah. They were like kind of looking around trying to get like, they were dancing to a song. I forgot. But I made a face where I was like, I'm wowed. You guys are another level. I dropped my jaw. And then when we started walking, they waved at us and we waved at them.
Yes.
And it was such a moment.
Yeah, that is a life tip. Like, if you see someone in a Lamborghini, like a fancy-ass car where, like, they're clearly driving it just to get attention, then you have to, like, I always give them the reaction they want. And I'm like, look at the car. And I'm like, holy shit. You know what I mean?
I know. Like, just
and,
because.
And, like, I'm not even in a dick way. Like, in an actual genuine way, I just look at the car and I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Just because, like, then they're like, they just feel happy that they made that purchase.
Yeah, because I know if you have one of those cars, you want people to be, oh my gosh. So
yeah, we were in Beverly Hills, like a... This sounds so funny. We were in Beverly Hills a month
ago. I know,
it sounds
so funny.
But we saw this Lamborghini go down the street. All these tourists were like, oh my God. And they're like taking photos of it. The guy
videos.
Behind the wheel, probably just a dad claiming to his family, I'm going to go to the grocery store. But really, this is what he does. Drives
I
up and
know.
Down. And he was loving his life behind the wheel. Everyone was taking photos. And he came back like three
times. I know.
Times.
We thought it was it. One time. Okay,
they were
we
like, okay,
it.
On the way to Ralph's, he's going down Rodeo Drive. He knows tourists will be there. He wants to get attention in his Lamborghini.
Yeah.
He spent $300,000 on it. Like, let him do it. You know what I mean?
But then he keeps doing it, and
he
the people
going,
keep taking videos.
Yeah, he'd come, like, 3 minutes later when he knew it would be a new set of tourists, he would come down again with a whole new set of people taking photos.
I know,
like,
and I was people just like, were still taking photos.
Yeah, so that just proves that when you see someone in one of those cars, you got to give them the reaction.
I know, but the thing that, I just wish that even though, I just wish that people did that for, like, every car, though, because I kind of wish that when I was driving down the street, people were like, oh my gosh, just, like, for a little. But then this led me to the question of, why do you think people with Lamborghinis have small dicks? Just because they're trying to prove a point? So there's like this thing where people say if they have a fancy cow or something.
Oh,
or
yeah,
even
like
just a fancy
a guy
cow.
Has a sports car, say short duke or something.
Yeah, so I guess
probably a lot of it's probably from like jealousy, right? Other guys.
I'm guessing because they don't have one.
Or just like, I guess they feel the need to get that fancy of a car. Like they must be making up for the fact that they've got a tiny dick.
Or scientifically, they could be a thing. Like, maybe the scientists went over all the analytics, and they were like, it turns out you have a small dick if you drive one of these.
Oh, my God. But then you're saying every, like, rapper has a small dick?
Yeah, maybe the scientists are still working on that. But
I just don't believe that theory, but I do understand where it comes from, because they're just saying, like, why are you leaning so hard?
Yeah. I understand
the
nature.
I think some people just like cars, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then also, we haven't finished the story about the blonde girls.
Oh, yeah.
So then,
what was the rest?
Not to be, like, not to mention In-N-Out again, but we were at In-N-Out.
And we saw them again there.
And we saw them at In-N-Out. Well, they didn't notice us, but we noticed them, and we're proud of you guys. That's all I can say about it.
Also, another time where Jacob talked to someone in a car was like 2 weeks ago. There were these girls, these girls looked just like Emma Chamberlain in a car, but it wasn't Emma Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of like 17-year-old girls, like scrunchies in hair, all the windows rolled down in their car, blasting Picture to Burn by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Picture to Burn.
Just another picture to burn.
I know, and they were into
screaming to it, like so loud. So Jacob screamed really loud, oh my God, is that Taylor Swift?
So here's the thing.
And then it was so funny because right after you said it, your face got beet red, like immediate regret. Because then so, all these Emma Chamberlain people are looking at you, your face got beet red, and we just ran away.
I know, I was intimidated by them, but the reason... But like the
you
reason
were
why I did
it to be
this,
nice though, right?
Yeah. So the thing is that after I said this, I think like you or Matthew asked me like, "Did you say something mean?" So then it made me think like because I honestly said, "Oh my gosh, is that Taylor Swift in there?" Obviously, that could be annoying. Like just obviously Taylor Swift isn't in the car.
From my perspective, it sounded like you were making like it sounded like in a sarcastic way, like, "Oh my God, is that Taylor Swift?"
Oh yeah, it
like
could
being
have
like,
been...
"Do you think you're Taylor Swift?" But like, but in, then... I knew that you didn't mean it that way because I'm like. That's why I was so shocked by it, because I was like, wait, is she just publicly making fun of someone? Like, so is it like you?
So I was just, like, I had good intentions. I was saying that because I thought they would think it's funny. I would think
yeah,
it's funny. And,
they
like,
did they
lighten them
you?
Up. They didn't really respond. So, like, I did feel bad after, because, like, I was like,
was
I think
so
I might have made them feel
immediately
awkward.
Immediately beat red face.
I know, and, like, I did want to leave the situation that I was in, but...
And it's so funny, because Matthew also had a beat red face. I was so thankful, because usually I'm prone to the beat red face, but I was the only one in the situation who didn't have a beat red face.
I know, and then...
I was like, oh, my God, you guys don't have a beat red. I'm just so proud.
But, yeah, it just, like, they might have felt uncomfortable, and I'm sorry about
it. I think
they
just laughed it off.
Yeah, hopefully they did. But maybe Taylor Swift was in there.
Maybe.
Probably
never
not,
know.
But
no one has Chipotle bags.
I know. I'm confused. Like, so, yeah. Oh, this Chipotle, one time we walked in and there was an old lady eating by herself.
Why are you making it sad?
But, like, I don't know. Like,
why can't she just eat by herself?
I know. That's true. Like, didn't Emma Stone or something say the only way you know you're totally comfortable with yourself
Emma
if you
Roberts.
Eat?
So she takes herself on dates all the time.
Yeah, so here's the thing is that I still haven't done that, but I'm going to do that either for a video or just for funsies. Or we should both do it and detail our experience on
I
the
have
podcast.
I have done it before.
Well.
Cheesecake Factory.
Was it a good experience?
I used to have to hang up with myself all the time because...
Oh, you told me about that.
Because when I would film, like, when I would film the stuff for Nickelodeon stuff, sometimes it would just be me flying out to LA and I didn't really... I knew, like, a few people in LA, but, like, obviously, like, if you only know two people in the whole city, like, they're going to be busy sometimes. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just going to sit in this hotel where I don't know anyone. So I'd, like, just go out and, like, go to a movie by myself, go to Cheesecake Factory.
Was it a fun time?
It was fun, but then the only thing that makes it not fun is sometimes people look at you and be like, oh, it's like, but I'm just trying to live my best life.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the thing is that if
but that was
like,
you with that old lady.
Oh, that's true. So I'm being the annoying bitch, but just to backtrack, even though this is so hypocritical because I just said that's sad, but I want to go to dinner by myself, but I just don't want people to like, like someone to look at me like, oh.
Well, that's part of it. You just have to be comfortable with that.
That's true. That's part
of
being comfortable.
But I did go to a movie by myself. I think I might have already talked about this on here, how it was a bad experience.
Well, it was like an old guy went up to
yeah.
you, right? I don't know
I
if
went
we
to
did.
Me and Marilyn. It was the movie about Marilyn Monroe that came out like whenever this was, like 2012. Also, side note, before I walked into the movie, I saw Dylan or Cole Sprouse hiding behind a pillar because I think like he didn't want anyone to see him. But he was, like, waiting for a friend to meet him there.
Where was this at, by the way? It was in, like, Hollywood?
Woodland
or...
Hills.
Oh, okay.
And then I go into me and Marilyn. This older, middle-aged guy sits next to me. I'm by myself. He smells so much like alcohol. And he just, like, is kind of, like, flirting and just being, like, so, like, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what he said.
Yeah.
And then I was immediately scared because I was, like, first of all, I was, like, whatever. I'm just going to watch this movie.
So
I
it's guess a Marilyn Monroe documentary, right?
An acted-out movie.
Oh, okay.
And I was, like, whatever. I'm just going to watch this movie. And I'll just deal with it. Like, he'll maybe go away or just be fine. Like, I still want to watch this movie. But then I thought, I was like, but what about after the movie and he follows me to my car?
Oh, so then did
he
leave?
He might not even have done that. So then I just said, oh, my friend's coming here. I'm going to go meet him outside. And then I just went to the car and went home.
So you made it out alive.
I made it out
Didn't
alive.
Didn't that happen another time?
I think that's the only time.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just have this...
I mean, I don't know. I guess like, I could, maybe he just wanted a friend and was drunk. But, I mean, I just didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah. There's, like... Yeah, like,
I got creepy vibes, and I listened to my gut.
You always, like, a movie theater is, like, a dark place. Like, so, like, whenever...
Yeah, also, like, a high schooler alone in California.
I just love, like, busy movie theaters. Like, no, like, I would like a movie theater where it's, like, me and, like, a couple other people, but then, like, it is... I kind of like it when it's busy or better.
Yeah. You guys, someone emailed us, and they simply just said... I don't know if it's real, but do you remember in 2015 when a lot of people were saying McDonald's food is made out of missing people?
So I never heard about this.
I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know this was even a rumor. In 2015, people thought, some group of people online claimed that McDonald's was partly made out of the bodies of missing people. Like, what? How does that even start?
I know, like, where do the, like, I think it's just people out bored, and they're just like, okay, the only thing I can think is, yeah, it's just bored people being like, I want to fuck people up, so I'm going to say
this. I just love
how
every now and then something comes out that just doesn't make sense, but it kind of spreads.
Like, oh, yeah.
Say, for example, 2016 clown sightings.
Yeah.
No one knows why anyone believed it, why it became such a thing, but somehow it spread, and people were like, I guess clowns are now something we have to be afraid of in outdoors.
Yeah, so like
speaking
that.
Of, there's a clown behind you.
Oh my fuck. You, I like, I know that sounds so dumb, but I was kind of scared. But
I'll say it in that calm of a voice.
Another thing is, that was scary, is like, even right now, like Area 51, like, in a way, like, just aliens.
Oh!
Aliens have always been
the
like.
The Area 50. The Area 51 raid is this year's clown sightings.
Yeah, so Area 51 is real, but like all of these things around it could be fake, could be real. Like, it just is another clown thing. So yeah, this food thing is, are those teens gonna beat us up?
Two teen boys, possibly bullies. We don't know if they're going to Chipotle, Veggie Grill, or the Container Store.
The Container Store?
Made slight eye contact with one of them.
I think. I was going to say I have been in the Container Store, but I don't know if I have.
But McDonald's, I actually ended up Googling this, and apparently, yeah, this was a fake news story. It was completely fake. So whoever sent, the girl who sent us that, just know that McDonald's is fine. As far as we know, it isn't made out of humans. Can you imagine,
but
like,
also, what
the hassle of doing that?
I know, like, you have to find someone to kill the people, which is going to be so expensive. And then,
yeah, it's like, why? No one knows what humans taste like. Why would you be going through the effort and danger of maybe getting sued, killing people, putting it in your burgers? For what? For fun?
And also, if I worked at a factory where they were doing this, I'm like, I'd be like, even though I'm going to get fired for taking a photo, I'm going to take a photo because I think this could build me. I think this would make me enough money, you know? Like, even though you would get fired, I'd take a photo of them doing the human thing. So yeah,
it sounds like a horror movie, but it isn't real.
Yeah, it sounds like that one movie. Like, you know that Hills Have Eyes movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's a scary movie about cannibals. So cannibals, in my mind, is like a vampire. But how they will? Like, a vampire's fake butt.
I'm sure it's real, but, I mean, you know, just rare.
Like, it never really happens that a cannibal just.
Unique, original.
Okay, so that's just, I don't know, that's like crazy. Isn't there some people that feed their pigs bacon? That's cannibalism.
Wait, that's a thing?
I think I've heard jokes about it or something.
Yeah, I get it. But somebody also emailed us just simply saying, I fucking hate gingers. And fucking is capitalized. So they effing hate gingers. And they didn't even ask for our opinion. They just simply said, I don't like ginger people. And I have to strongly disagree.
I know.
I wish I was a ginger. I grew up watching The Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan, I want freckles covering my face. Like, I love gingers.
Yeah, and I like, watching The Parent Trap, I never thought I don't like gingers. I always just thought, I love
Lindsay.
Like,
I remember when Lindsay Lohan, like, I remember when she was, like, in her teens, she would, like, kind of cover up her freckles, and I was like, girl, stop.
Oh, yeah, even.
I love your freckles.
Yeah.
People now get fake tattoo freckles.
Yeah, so
freckles
the thing,
are a hot commodity.
When I read this email, I was like, okay, like, part of me is, I had to both start laughing because this person is pissed about it.
I know, like, I don't know if a ginger wronged them. I don't know if their stepmom is a ginger and she's not nice, but something has triggered them to where they needed to share that.
I know, they just hate gingers.
But
and yeah.
If you're a ginger listening, we are jealous of you. Thrive. Please reproduce with other gingers, because I heard a rumor that probably is fake that you guys are going extinct, and I don't want that to happen.
I know. I think. Wait. So is Bella Thorne a ginger?
Is she a fake ginger?
I don't know, because those. Yeah, I don't. But the. Yeah, I don't know. But this person, all I can say, because I want to give advice to you, is just to open your heart up and
never be insecure about your freckles, because just so you know, people are getting tattooed freckles on their faces and they will never look as good as yours.
Oh yeah, there was a video that I saw my recommended about someone getting tattooed freckles.
Whenever I've seen it, it just doesn't look right.
I know, I don't know. Like, but people do it with makeup now and
stuff.
Like,
I don't know what video this was. I don't know if this was on, like, Reddit or, like, you. I don't remember where I saw it, but it was this girl got tattoo freckles. they didn't look good. Like, they just didn't look... Like, natural freckles look great. Like, people who actually have freckles, it always looks good. But, like, when someone tries to man-make freckles in a tattoo... It looked off, and she was showing her friends, and they were all like, ah, it looks great. Like, I love it. But, like, I just knew that deep down, everyone knew it wasn't the best, but they couldn't say anything because the tattoo's already been done.
Yeah.
And so there's really... You shouldn't even ask for people's opinion. Because once the tattoo's on... Even if you, like my brother, who I would be honest with, I wouldn't even tell you it looked bad.
I'm like,
if you got tattoos of freckles, I would say it looks good.
I know, you just have to.
Because I'd be like, he already got the tattoo.
He's not going to get it. Go to the place and get him lasered off.
Like, if I got a tattoo and someone told me they didn't like it, I'd just immediately be mad because I was like, there's nothing I can do about it. So why did you have to share
that? Yeah, then also like, okay, so if I just got a haircut and it's like kind of dramatic, I don't want someone to say they don't like it because it's like... I can't do anything.
Yeah,
like,
cause it's done.
Yeah, like, even if I don't really care.
When I buzzed my hair last year, not one person told me they didn't like it. Everyone said, it looks so good. And probably half of them were lying, and that's nice of them to lie.
I know,
who isn't a liar, though, is YouTube comments. I got a lot of YouTube comments saying, your hairline's crooked, doesn't look good, you look like a crackhead, you look like a mental patient, and you know...
I know, the people that aren't lying are the people that don't know you in real life, it seems like. Because,
nothing to lose. Their profile picture is Raven Simone.
Yeah, because I uploaded a video the other day. Not once in the video did I mention my hair or anything. But then one of the comments was, I hope you have a good hair last journey or something. And then they said, you might have to get surgery or something. And they were munching me balding. And I didn't mention that, but... If you put yourself on the internet, if you really want honesty, someone's going to see it and they're going to tell you their raw opinion.
Usually, though, the bright side of this is when someone says something horrible online, it's either A, 7-year-old who just is, working out anger. It's fine.
Yeah.
Or B, someone with an anonymous account. Their profile picture is... someone from the office. There's zero info about them. Like, the meanest Twitter accounts are the people where a profile picture isn't them.
I know, because I go on Twitter. Sometimes I go on Popcrave, this pop thing. But then I look at the replies, and they're all mean, but it's people that don't even show their face.
You know, some people, I guess they have to let out their anger, you know?
Yeah, but about this whole thing, you just learn not to really care.
So last,
no, last about week, the comments, oh, not yes. about life. I thought you guys might.
Last week we asked you guys to send us petty drama that you've had
Which
in your family.
We kind of messed that up because we haven't really talked. But the podcast is just beginning.
I have to touch on some people. Some people. All the emails you guys send are great, but this one really stood out. It's basically, I'll give you the gist of the email. This girl was in a huge fight with her sister. Horrible. Yeah. At that point in their life, they know we're going to make up eventually, but in this moment, we hate each other. Nothing's going to save this. It's done. We're in a fight. And anyway, they're in the midst of this fight, stormed off in different directions. She heard her sister on her Apple laptop, and some virus came up or something that said, I'm in control of your computer. I'm going to fix your computer. This is Apple Care. Just call me. And she heard her sister call the Apple Care, and she knew her sister was getting scammed.
Yeah.
And because they were in the fight, she's like, whatever, I'm going to let my sister get scammed. I'm not going to say a thing. And her sister ended up paying $300 to the scammers.
So she just let her sister
get
scammed.
Because of the fight. And then apparently once she cooled down from the fight, she was like, oh, okay, why did I let my sister waste $300? But then they called the bank, reversed the charge. The scammers ended up not getting their coin. But I just can't believe
vicious attack.
But sometimes you're in a fight and it does seem like you have to let something like that happen. But then once you cool down 20 minutes later, you're going to regret it.
I know, because something like that, that is a really funny thing. But then once you get back to your normal senses, you're like, oh, wait, they just lost $200. You know what I mean?
Yeah, by the way, scammers, I don't know if it's a new thing or this always has happened and I'm just realizing it, but scammers seem to be more... widespread.
I know. I feel like scammers nowadays know their shit. Because it seems everyone gets scam calls.
My mom has gotten scammed.
Yeah, and it seems
the exact
same
thing. The laptop. My mom thought Apple was helping her fix her laptop, but it was the scammers.
I know. So, it seems like... Because I always thought Apple laptops couldn't get viruses. But nowadays...
I haven't seen it.
People are just getting scammed. Even over the phone, you just get random scam calls and they sound real.
Yeah, but it's always pretty easy to debunk, though. Because, like, one time someone called me and said, oh, your credit card has fraudulent activity. Like, give me your number and let's get it canceled. And I said, what bank do I even have? And they were like, oh, I can't give you that info. And I was like, what credit card is it? Like, I just pretended. I'm like, I have multiple credit cards. Which one is it? And like, we can't tell you.
So, oh, like, so then it's like,
it's just like completely fake. Do you remember when we like actually lost it on, we like tried to like have a bad bitch moment and like yell at the scammer?
Yeah, but then we ended up feeling bad after.
Yeah, we didn't even let loose. I just said, this isn't cool. Why are you stealing people's money? And then afterwards, immediate regret. And I was like, what if he just really needs to make money, you know?
Yeah, because this
but
person
then again,
kept
like,
calling
you. You probably shouldn't scam people. But you know what I mean? Like, I actually felt bad. Because, like, we don't know his situation.
Yeah, because we didn't, like, fully, like, say everything. But I just said, like, this is bad. This is gross. But then, I was like, even though you shouldn't scam anyone, like, I was thinking, like, what if this is what he has to do
like,
to provide if,
like,
for his family?
What if, just in his situation, like, that's
like,
all
the
he can do?
One of the only things he can do. And then I just felt bad.
And then we felt immediately bad. And I was like, wow, just, you know.
I also got a scam call like a couple weeks ago. I think I told you about it. Where someone called me and said there's a warrant out for my arrest, and I kind of got scared. But
is scary.
I know, like I didn't call back. It was just a voicemail or whatever you call it. But it was sound. It looked real. It was scary, and I don't condone that activity.
Should we talk about this one or no?
So
there is an email that we're a little bit iffy to even talk about, but it's a
yeah,
little
I don't
bit
know how I feel about
it's
this
it's concerning
one.
And I'm just gonna pretend it's fake. Basically somebody emailed us that their aunt or aunt, if you're fancy, has been living with them, and basically she's just doing kind of annoying stuff. Like, they had an El Pollo Loco burrito. She stole the burrito. Like, she ate it, which is annoying. But this guy brought it to the next level, and he put fungus foot spray in her soup. And upon reading that, I was like, this is someone lying, like, whatever. But he attached a video of him putting what appears to be foot spray in what appears to be soup, and I'm concerned.
And then when we told you guys to send us petty family drama,
like,
I was expecting...
Don't send us incriminating info.
Yeah, I was expecting, like, oh, okay, like, some funny, like, I whipped your Barbie's hair off. But then when it gets to, like, poisoning people, I was
like,
wait.
I'm sure the foot spray isn't gonna, like, hurt. They just don't tamper with people's food.
I'm like, because when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck?
This is too far.
I know, like, I immediately was like, oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Because I would be mad
Please
if someone
stop.
Did that to me. But, yeah, I was just...
And, like, it's not even, like, they've been cheating on my dad. My aunt is cheating on my dad. Like, it wasn't, like, something that was so deep as she ate an El Pollo Loco burrito, so you put feet spray in the soup.
But my fail is this a common thing that people do? Because what if this guy's just normal and it's a common thing that people
All I'm
do?
All I'm going to say is those people who licked those ice creams, remember how that went viral? Everyone was licking ice cream at the grocery store. Apparently, well, I don't know if this is true. Did anyone get sentenced to prison or something? I made that up.
I don't know. But, like...
No one got sent into prison. But, basically, they did, so don't do it.
I know. All I'm saying is that...
Stop.
I just feel like, when I saw the ice cream thing, I was like, ew.
Oh, yeah. It's just... It's not... When you... Food is a sacred thing, and do not spray fungus.
Yeah, but this guy that sprayed fungus stuff, I just hope that you don't do it again.
Stop. yeah, we didn't know if we should include that one, because we just don't want to make it clear we do not condone that behavior.
I know, even though it does... Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What if she's allergic? What
to
if?
Foot people.
And then now you're a murderer. Think about that.
So I... it's getting kind of dark out.
It is. If you're watching the video, the sun has now set. The people are still thriving. No one has walked by with a burrito yet. So I don't know.
Everyone
just parks in this parking lot, not to get Chipotle, but I don't know what they do.
Maybe everyone's doing a podcast. I think everyone has one nowadays, so maybe everyone's doing a podcast.
Yeah, the podcast.
Community.
Parking lot. Well, we actually have one more petty thing.
I want to hear it. I want to hear this.
This is the last story of the day. Basically, they were saying her mom, this girl's mom hates her grandma, so her mom hates her mom, you know what I mean? Her mom hates her mom.
Yeah, so like my mom hating my grandma.
Yeah, her mom hates her grandma because her grandma has just always made her, this girl's mom and her sister hate each other. Like, the grandma has made her two daughters like hate each other.
Yeah.
And basically, they never talk. It's completely sad. And this girl went to Thanksgiving with the grandma and the aunt, but her mom didn't come because she's in a fight with them.
Yeah.
And anyway, her mom ended up coming in to pick her up, and it escalated pretty fast, and her mom threw white wine on the grandma's black sweater, so then the aunt, who the mom is in a fight with, threw red wine on this girl's mom's pink hoodie. So then her mom stole the aunt's suitcase and is holding it hostage until the aunt apologizes. And she said she's happy because now she gets to wear her aunt's Gucci belts. Was
she's
that confusing?
Holding, no.
I think that was very confusing I get for it. You guys so, at home. I'm sorry.
But just, I'll try to summarize it if this is correct. The mom got in a fight. And then the mom
stole a suitcase.
And held it and is holding it for a hostage and probably won't give it back.
Yeah.
But this girl does have a Gucci belt who sent this email now.
Yeah, so now she has a Gucci belt because the aunt has not gotten... The mom said, I'm not going to give you your suitcase back until you apologize. The aunt hasn't apologized, so the suitcase is staying with this girl and her mom, and they're keeping the Gucci belt.
I mean,
Is that robbery or is it just the way the world... Is it? Should that be... I almost feel like if you don't claim the suitcase in 6 months, they said this happened on Thanksgiving, that's been almost a year. If you don't claim your belongings within 6 months, maybe it's free game.
I know, like, okay, if I was
like
the
girl... Like, I'm selling it on Etsy.
If I was the girl who the suitcase got stolen from, I'd be mad, but it's
then
family.
Then again, all you have to do is apologize.
Yeah, so I
Even if it's a fake... She could have fake apologized and gotten her Gucci belt back.
I know, and then also it's just like... Yeah, I feel like you can just say sorry, and I feel like... Like, at this point, it's your guys. You have the Gucci belt. You don't even need a bottle anymore. It's yours.
I'm on your guys' side solely because you listen to the podcast.
But also, it would be...
I don't
know
if it's right, but I'm supporting it because you support us.
I guess, like, it would be... Well, this is literally petty because the girl could just say sorry. That's why it's so petty.
And this is the thing. If I was that aunt and I really, for some reason, didn't like this girl's mom, I would say, you know what? I'm so sorry. Like, we need to be better family. Like, this is horrible. Take the suitcase... Drive 5 minutes away and call and say, that was all a joke. Just
that's kidding. I was going to say. Because if the aunt is really this petty, which like she probably is if she's not willing to say sorry, she should just up the petty up another level.
Yeah.
Go to the person's house, start crying, and say, I really am sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I love you.
Do some sociopath
shit. Yeah, and then like this is some scary shit, but if you really want to be petty, then call them back 5 minutes later once you know they can't hold it for hostage again and say, I fucking hate you.
That's so funny. They took the whole suitcase, though. Like, was that night, that aunt couldn't brush her teeth. The next day, that aunt couldn't use her face cream.
I know. I haven't done anything this far. Like the farthest
I've
gone...
She had no underwear.
Was, like, hiding a piece of wool from someone.
Yeah, but I might take it to... Next time I'm in a serious fight with someone, I might steal something and say, you aren't getting it back until you just agree that I'm right.
Oh, yeah. This just reminds me of, fighting with, like, your siblings when you were, like, so little.
I know, that's why I love how, like, it's happening with
adults.
Your mom and her sister who are, if, you mean, you're her child, so they're, like, grown adults.
But, boom, 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 congratulations, you won a Gucci belt.
Boom, boom, boom.
You won a Gucci belt,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, it's your Gucci belt, and, I don't know, post it on Instagram and tag your aunt.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a petty thing to do.
Just bring the petty up. Well, thank you guys for sending us all that. Sorry we couldn't get to all the petty drama. Even if we didn't mention your email, just know we read it.
I know, and
we
giggled.
It.
We enjoyed it. Yeah, I was enjoyed to the max. My serotonin.
Another really good petty email was this girl was at an amusement park. She waited in line for 2 hours for a ride.
Yeah.
The ride broke down right when she got to the front.
Oh, I read this
so
one.
So the 2 hours were wasted not going on the ride. She goes on another ride. An hour waiting, the ride breaks down. She's like, whatever, this amusement park sucks, I'm gonna get food. She gets food, the ice machine doesn't work, she can't get soda. And then she said that in the email, she wanted her mom to cuss out the workers and get them a refund, but her mom wouldn't. So that even made her mad. So what she did was like, she threw her root beer on the floor and like then threw it away, but she got her aggression out through that and also listened to emo music the whole way home.
So even though her mom wouldn't cuss the worker out, which... is understandable. She still got her anger up by throwing her drink on the floor. Didn't solve anything, but it did solve her getting her anger.
It didn't hurt anyone, and you let some anger out.
But I also love this story because if I was a worker at this place, I would be so mad if someone cussed me out because it's like, I don't own this. I'm so sorry. But like, I get where you're coming from.
That's the only thing with cussing out a worker. They're like, I don't control the mechanics of the ride. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean?
I know, so...
Like, you're never... Unless you find the owner of this amusement park and... Go talk to them personally. Like, it's not really going to do anything.
Yeah, so I feel like it was the right thing that you guys did.
Yes.
But yeah, congrats to listening to emo music. I don't really listen to emo music, but I feel like if I am in a state of mind where I need to, I might put that on my list. Like
the Halsey most, Nightmare.
Yeah, the most emo I get is like listening to music from like, I don't know when it was, like maybe early 2000s, like Weasel, Beverly Hills. That's not even
that's
emo.
Not even emo at
but
all.
But doesn't it sound like emo kinda?
I no.
Oh, that 1985 song.
I guess I can understand what you're saying, but I don't know if I agree.
Bowling Up Soup, 1985.
I read this psychology, and with some book I was reading, it was saying how, like, there's so many things in psychology that, like, you think are right that aren't. Like, apparently they've done studies, and, like, yelling into a pillow or punching a pillow doesn't actually help anything. It actually makes things worse.
Oh, it doesn't?
Apparently.
Because I just
apparently, like, screaming actually just makes you more angry.
Because I don't know where I heard this, but I just mean about always thinking, like, teachers would say it and stuff, like,
punch
oh, just
pillow.
Get your anger out, you know what I mean? Like, punch a wall
but
or
apparently
something.
Apparently that isn't real. Apparently it can actually produce more anger.
Oh, so it makes you more mad?
Yeah.
And frustrated?
But then again, like, it seems like it would be. Like, when I hear that story of that girl throwing the root beer at the amusement park, like, that makes, I feel like she released the anger. So I feel like psychology might have gotten her wrong.
I know, because in my mind, like, if I was so angry and then I punched a leaf. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I kind of got it out.
Or even, like, you have, like, a boxing bag for some reason in your house. I don't know why you would have that, but you just kick it. Like, I mean, I feel like that would just, like, release it.
I know, but I guess you should just remain happy.
Psychologists are wrong.
The people that studied it are completely wrong.
They're wrong, we're right. So thank
that
you for
reminds
coming
me
along
of
on this.
Matilda, the dad. You know, but Matilda's...
Oh, you're wrong, I'm right.
We don't read, we watch TV.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic words of Matilda.
Well, we're probably going to go at Chipotle and peace the F out.
Nighty-night, sleep tight, don't have bad dreams, and the bug buds won't bite,
if you're listening this, if you're listening to this while sleeping, you are beautiful, and tomorrow is going to be a great
day.
Oh,
yeah. Let's hack into their subconscious.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're such a beautiful person, and you're going to wake up even hotter, more confident. You're just going to wake up and be like, today is my day. You're going to wake up and snap your fingers and just be like, hell yes. Look yourself in the mirror. Hell yes. Walk around. Hell yes.
Yeah, so this is actually an angel from above talking to you. This isn't the podcast anymore. You're a wonderful person, and tomorrow is going to be your lucky day because something really good's going to happen. I don't know what. Maybe you'll get a smoothie. Maybe you'll get a dollar bill on the sidewalk.
You're
going to
wake up even hotter.
I know. You're going to have them big lips.
You're hot.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.